This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The polling for the third and last phase of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir concluded today peacefully. The voter turnout was recorded at 65.48% till 5 p.m. today. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the voting was held at all the 5,060 polling stations across 40 assembly segments of the 7 districts amid tight security. These districts are Jammu, Kathua, Samba and Udhampur in Jammu region and Kupwara, Baramulla and Bandipura in the Kashmir Valley. The political fate of 415 candidates will be decided in this phase. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and road shows, garnering support for the party candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally today at Gadpuri Toll Plaza in Palwal district near Faridabad. He alleged that Congress is making attempts to break the unity of the country by propagating divisions on lines of caste and religion. He said Congress's politics is limited only to false promises, whereas BJP's politics is based on hard work and results. On the other hand, addressing an election rally in Sonipat, Congress MP and leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, accused the BJP of attacking the constitution and working for a handful of billionaires in the country. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Jamaican counterpart, Dr. Andrew Holness, in New Delhi today. After the talks, India-Jamaica exchanged a memorandum of understanding in the fields of digital infrastructure, cultural exchange and cooperation in the area of sports. In a joint press statement later, Prime Minister Modi expressed confidence that Jamaican Prime Minister's visit will give new energy to bilateral relations as well as engagement with the entire Caribbean region. The Prime Minister said trade and investment between India and Jamaica are growing. He said India has always been a reliable and committed development partner in Jamaica's development journey. He further stated that India is ready to share its experience with Jamaica in areas such as digital public infrastructure, small-scale industries, biofuel, innovation, health, education and agriculture. Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav conducted a comprehensive inspection of the Wadi Bundair coaching depot today in Mumbai. He reviewed the infrastructure, technical advancements and future expansion plans of the depot, focusing on passenger safety, cleanliness and service reliability. Mr. Vaishnav praised the depot's efforts to maintain a hygienic environment, particularly through innovations like the in-house design litter collector showcased at the Best from the Waste exhibition. The minister personally demonstrated the use of advanced cleaning equipment, including a Dyson vacuum cleaner used in the 14-minute miracle cleaning process of the Vande Bharat Express, underscoring his commitment to passenger comfort. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today accorded a warm send-off to Vayu Veer Vijeta car rally from the National War Memorial in New Delhi. The rally will reach Thoise in Ladakh, where it will be formally flagged off to Tawang in Arunachal Pradesh to mark the 92nd anniversary of the Indian Air Force on the 8th of this month. It will cover a long distance of 7,000 kilometres. Addressing the event, the Defence Minister said the Vayu Veer Vijeta car rally will raise awareness and increase knowledge about the Air Force along with inspiring the youth. The Air Officer Commanding of the Indian Air Force, Tambaram Air Commodore Ratish Kumar, has said that this is the first time that Chennai has become a destination for the mega celebration of Air Force Day. In an interaction at the Air Force Station, Tambaram, he told that on October 6th, it will be a two-hour display of the might of the Indian Air Force at Chennai coast from Marina to Kovalam. He said the Air Force Day parade will be held on 8th of October at Tambaram Air Force Station. In cricket, India have clean sweep the two-match test series against Bangladesh. The hosts defeated the visitors by 7 wickets in the second test match in Kanpur this afternoon. Chasing a target of 95 runs, the hosts overhauled the score, posting 98 runs in the second innings on the last day of the second test. Earlier, the visitors were bundled out for 146 runs, taking a lead of 94 runs after resuming the play the overnight score of 26 for 2. And that is the end of this news bulletin.